I figured out your fucking voice from last week.
What is it?
It was Ren and Stimpy.
Oh, is that what? Yeah. Ren, yes.
Not the foul.
Yeah, that's it. You idiot. Yes, powdered toast man. Yes.
No voices tonight. Coming to you direct from the After Hours Lounge in the back room of the best cigar shop east or just west of this very location, it's the Cigar Hacks. Better known as a bunch of hacks working cigars, etc. Right there, Mr. General Contractor. Where are we tonight?
On?
Or should I say the third unit production manager.
All right, yeah. So we are here at the Ash Lounge, noisy Ash Lounge, as you can all tell. But this is a damn good spot. You know, come here a couple of times. We like this spot here. Probably one of the best drinks you'll ever get, no matter what you're getting. You know, their espresso martinis out of this world. But this is the spot to be.
Oh, yeah. Okay, panel of hacks. For this installment, of course, we have the general contractor himself.
Just finished up our deck here. People keep asking me, Taylor, why didn't you put a handrail on the stairs? My answer is, I'm going to. Just need a couple more days. Couple more days construction. Always almost done.
Yeah, always almost done. So, guys, I gotta tell you, this is amazing. So, we gotta chalk it up to the women here. They, back in November, they had an all-woman crew go up to space, right? Nice, you know, it was very successful. Got to congratulate the women. So looking forward, next November, they're going to go back up because that's when the dishes need to be cleaned. satellite dishes.
Ba-da-ba-ba. Did they have to ask for directions to get home?
Oh, my. These guys are too funny. You need one of these. There we go. Okay, next on the list of hacks is Batty Groin.
I pulled my groin. People ask, it hurts you where? I say, put your hand right there. I pulled my groin.
Well, St. Patty's Day was great. Castro's was great. We saw a little strip show. And we met a redhead.
Sort of, kind of, yeah.
And, it was a good one. Well, Bill saw that, and boy, it was a good one.
Was it a leprechaun?
No. She was beautiful. She was a redhead. And
oh, God.
Did the carpets match the drapes?
She didn't get that much shot done.
No.
I think she said no.
Amazing.
Hey, no names. We're trying to keep the street.
Okay. Taco Steve.
Taco light, baby. I love tacos. I love tacos. I eat tacos all the time. Give me.
All right. We're up here at the Ash Lounge. We're stinking with cigar hacks up here. There's a lot of us. I think we took over the place.
Well, we had twice as many last time we did it.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah. We literally had 20 guys here.
Wow. Time,
yeah, you couldn't breathe.
It's only 10 this time. Yeah. Maddie Magnificent and Hugo and
nice.
The cast of characters.
Even the Gringo came in for that one.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
we had the whole place.
Good. We'll have a good time.
All right. We have the fiddler.
You know, it's a great time up here at Ash Lounge, and the truth is they do have the best drinks. I've never had a whiskey sour with the egg white in it, and I'm telling you right now, that's the drink I'm going to stick with.
I'm going to stick with you.
Enjoy the show.
If you're not careful, you spill it on it, it'll stick on you, too.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a special drink for Pride Week.
No, that's a special drink.
What do you mean? When you lick it off?
It's a special drink for the diddler.
Okay. And then we got Wild Will. Where's Wild Will over here?
Yeah, I still don't work out, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah. That body. Girl, look at that
body. I work out. No, I don't. Going to the gym.
No.
It's tough to work out when you have two bad knees, a bad hip, and a bad head.
Yeah.
Play the violin music again.
All right. And it's the olive oil man himself.
I was in the olive oil business with his father, but that was a long time ago, that's all.
Hey guys, what's going on? Great to be back here at Ash in Kingston, New Hampshire.
Okay. And then Detroit Steve. Bad boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when they
come for you? Bad boys, bad boys. Hey everyone, glad to be here. Ash is really close to where I'm staying, so it's a nice, easy commute to come over here. Love coming over here, and I'm glad to be out here. It was snowing out in Michigan today.
You can walk.
So, first day of spring.
It's
showing.
It's snowing here tonight, too, I think.
Is it supposed to be snowing?
Yeah. Well, we'll see. And then we have a special return hack, the Reverend Jave.
Yay!
Hallelujah! Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Well, hello, everybody. By the grace of God, I'm back for a while. Still recovering, still mending, but I'm back for the time being. I'm sitting here enjoying my new drink, my new favorite drink, ginger ale on the rocks.
It's a pleasure to see you.
Yeah, I'm back. Thanks, everybody, for the letters, for the emails, for the phone calls. They really helped me out. Just sit back and enjoy the show.
Hey, this is your humble announcer, producer, Cigar Hack Dave.
What? I just don't know.
Segments include Hidden Herb, Blind Cigar Review. Pat McGroin has picked out a good one tonight.
Oh, yeah.
And then we get to the current events in the cigar world. We say how many we got?
Well, we got a very busy weeks and months coming up. We got 20 tonight.
Okay. Can't count, but that's okay.
All right.
Let's see. And then we got Open Spotlight Cigar Lounge Review. The third unit production manager set us up here at the Ash.
Yes, we did.
The noisy Ash.
A little noisy, but we'll make it through.
We'll make it through, yeah. We just have to talk loud because you can bring the mics close and talk loud. So it'll work that way.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, okay. The noise floor in here is pretty high. Okay. And then we have Controversy Corner, where we expose the ugly underbelly of possible truth along with the Hidden Earth Reveal. Hidden Earth Recap. Find us all in our usual places. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, our website, cigarhacks.com.
And Facebook.
And Facebook.
So, Dave, do you reading the every time we have a podcast stuff get faster and faster each 100 or so?
Oh, I can do it fast. I've done it fast, so I can do it fast. So, you know, if you go too fast, you can't understand what I'm saying.
Exactly. That's what I was getting to.
Yeah. And so I slow it down a little bit. But after, you know, a couple of hundred of them, it was pretty easy to do it. I just do it in my sleep, you know?
Yeah.
You edit the podcast in your sleep, don't you?
Find us all in it. Usually it's a Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, once it's got this down. It's like those commercials where they put the blah, 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 blah in the background. Actually, I think they just speed it up.
Yeah, because they disclaimers.
Yeah. You turn the pitch down to speed it up, and then it works. You can understand it, sort of. Okay. So, first thing we got to do here is we got a cigar to smoke. What do we got?
I didn't even get the measurement on it. I think it's 6.5 or 7 by 42.
Yeah, it's small. It's like a double Corona or something.
Yeah.
Like that. And it's got a pigtail.
Yeah.
It's not a Christoph pigtail. It's
that's what I thought it was at
it's
first.
It's not a Christoph. I was wrong. It's not a, what do you call it? It's not the wrapped up little curled up pigtail. Yeah. It's the splayed out one. I'm going to just rip the pigtail off and go with that. See how that
And
works.
I know Pat's cheap, so it's not a Liga.
Ouch.
Hey, Pat.
Yes.
You're right. It's 8 inches.
Wait, I thought you were Jewish.
I multiply by 2.
Oh, there you go.
That's funny. What do you got in the cold draw there, folks?
Not much. Not much. Some kind of mild. Oaky cedar, like a maple cedar. The fall draw and the foot.
Like a Swedish fish?
Yeah.
With almonds?
Yeah.
Yeah. Ooh, that sounds good.
Swedish fish with almonds.
Yeah, it's very mild. Mild cold draw.
You get a lot of earthy flavor.
I get a woodiness, but not... Yeah. I don't know if I can pick out a
like
specific
a hickory
wood.
Wow, you turned him on. All right, let's
Light
him
up. Oh, we got to hit some music for that, don't we? You would think that I would be ahead of the game when that comes, but here we are.
Fire!
There we go, a little reverb there. How's that?
That's good.
Oh, what was that I just got off?
Wow. getting a little leather taste to that.
A little bit, yeah.
Toasted almond.
Is it like a toasted almond or just like straight up out of the bowl?
No, this is definitely toasted.
You know what? It feels like to me is anise. Do you know what anise is?
No.
Anise is kind of like licorice.
Isn't it anise?
Black licorice.
I don't know.
Anise.
Do I look like a cook? You gotta say. You gotta know.
It could be a nipple. Do I look like a cook?
Yeah, you do.
Yeah. Well, I
definitely
eat like
hang out
a cook.
In the kitchen, right?
Yeah, I know where all the food's hidden.
Yeah, I'm getting like burnt toast.
If it's not a niece, it could be a nephew. Oh, hey, look at that. They got one of these.
Burnt toast.
Believe it or not, I've only had this cigar once before, and I fell in love with it when I smoked it. So
it's not an Aganosa.
Oh, man, I'm getting like...
It's not an Espinosa, spicy. Is it? Espinosa?
No, it's not an Espinosa.
I'm getting like a spicy
right?
thing. Not
an Aganosa?
It is an Aganosa.
Is it?
Yeah. Huh?
I didn't know Aganosa had those pigtails.
That's why I pulled this one out.
Interesting.
To throw a curveball, but it is an Aganosa.
It is?
Yep.
It's an Aganosa. Wow. It's not the Supreme Leaf because we spoke about the other day.
No, it's definitely not the Supreme.
Oh, is this one of the one that has the two in the box there?
Maybe.
The two different, the Maduro and the other thing. What is that?
Oh, so much for being hidden.
Is it the second edition?
Yes, it is.
Wow, that was quick.
Not the Supreme Leaf, the rare leaf.
Rare leaf, second
edition. No, signature leaf.
Signature, okay, there it is.
That's a signature leaf.
Mm-hmm.
Very good, GC.
And this is the Maduro?
Yep, and the Maduro.
It comes in Habano, or what is the other
one? So it's a Corojo. So this is Medio Tiempo tobacco for the filler and the wrapper. And it's proprietary shade-grown Corojo Maduro. It's grown under a cloth, fermented for a long period of time. I talked to Terrence last night about it. He sent me some videos about it, and they only make a limited amount of these boxes, and they have them here. And it's one of the only lounges around that have them. And this size, this Vitola, I really like, you know, because it's not quite a Lancero, but it's
a double Corona.
I think it's actually a little smaller than a Corona, but maybe it is.
Mm-hmm. Very nice.
But it still is a very good cigar. And you know, the Corojo, the number one edition, is good. I've had that a couple times in different sizes.
Just go this one.
Yeah. And I like that. It has a little spice, but this has more of those earthy notes.
It's got a creamy taste to it too.
It's still, yeah. It's very mild for a Maduro, but it's still got a really good flavor.
Wow, look at the difference in size there.
So what's interesting is I actually bought the same cigar, except I went with the full Toro size.
Yes.
So it's a little bit thicker. Same length. A little bit thicker. I haven't tried this one yet.
This doesn't have the pigtail.
No, there's no pigtail on this one.
Right. Yep. But it's still a great cigar.
That's why I thought it was the Espinosa, because it had that creamy taste to it.
Okay.
I like it.
I got saltiness right off the bat. That Aganosa salty. What, is that the Lajero that they use that gives it that?
The salty is the
Esteli.
Maybe it is the Esteli.
Yeah. I think you're right. It is the Esteli. That's right.
All right, Javi, you want to do the troops for us?
Okay, yeah. We want to thank the men and women in uniform who are spread out all across the world with all this crap going on. I have a grandson that's in the Navy. I can't say where he's at. I don't know where he's at, but I hope he's okay. To the firemen, especially the paramedics who saved my life about 5 weeks ago, and to the employees in the hospital, Department of Heart Hospital saved my life. Also to the nurses, first responders, just keep up doing good job you're doing, and take care.
And to the away team that went and rescued your truck.
Yes.
Yep.
To Tommy and JoJo, we went down to the scale station there and got my truck. Yep.
So I talked to JoJo on the way in here tonight, and he says hello. I don't know how you're doing there, so...
Yeah, I think I talked to him there when I was in the hospital. I gave him a call or something. Yeah, they came down to the hospital where I was at and got my keys and went up there and got it. I didn't think it'd be there. I thought the state police would tow it away, but they didn't.
No. Nope. Well, it was just the next morning, so.
Yeah. He probably saw my my Army stickers in the back there and felt sorry for me.
Yeah, or he thought you were still off in the woods with some gay guy.
Oh!
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, kick a guy while he's down.
The only real tragedy of the whole thing is when they got me in the ambulance. The last thing I remember before I passed out, he says, "Hey, bro, I got to cut your shirt." Guess what the shirt was?
The blue shirt.
Oh, no.
The blue shirt. I have
no. Oh, man. It's got buttons.
Yeah.
It's got buttons.
I thought maybe it was like a Hell's Angels vest or something.
No, he had these big cigars. As he cut them, they were throwing things all over my chest and hooking things up. And I didn't know. I said, "Yeah, hey, man, go." After that, I passed out.
Right. If losing a shirt means you're still here, we can live with it.
Yeah, that's...
I got more.
Goodness gracious.
No problem.
I went into an ambulance once, and the female...
Of course she was a female.
Yeah, and she took my shirt off, and I enjoyed it. So.
Did she throw up?
And that's the only time a female took her shirt off.
She put it right back on.
Okay, and then now the Grumpies, they got new hours.
Yep.
Wednesday through Sunday, opening at noon. Started a couple weeks ago.
Yep.
So you're going to head through the Grumpies during the day. New England Cigar Expo is... Ticket purchase day is coming up
in May.
First weekend of May, May 4th. And so get your Cigar Expo tickets.
Got to be right on top of that.
Yep.
Yep. I got a question for you.
Yeah.
So this PCA thing that's happening in Vegas.
It's going on right now.
Yeah. Is that only open to people in the business or can anybody go?
Yes. No, it's only reps and producers.
It's only reps and producers.
Yeah.
And stores.
It's just with media. We could go. We'd accept it. You know, get our media credentials. And
that'd be great. So I'd love to go.
If you want to be the Cigar Hacks, you know, reporter. Rep.
Next year.
I'm
down. Next year, I'll do it.
Yeah, you can take over
with you.
the Leprechaun King side reporting.
The correspondent, Mike.
I'm serious. Next year, I'll do it. Absolutely.
Hey, just bring your Cigar Hack shirt. We have to buy a media credential membership.
Okay.
$200.
That's fine.
I would go with him, but I don't have a Cigar Hack shirt yet.
Yeah, by then you might.
Still haven't got one?
You have a year to get it.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Gotta get him a bigger one there.
Hey, don't feel bad. It's just a shirt. I still haven't got my two trophies yet for Hackies.
They're in my garage. They're still in my garage.
I got two spaces that are collecting dust on my mantle.
Yeah.
For two trophies.
That's the only thing in this mantle. Nothing.
Yeah. Set you up. Put them right next to the Legos.
And the belly he has.
Okay. Yeah. And then here's a piece of news I found out the other day.
Ooh.
The original Cigar and Bar up in North Conway, rumor has it that it's under new management.
Oh, really?
Oh, I heard that. Ooh. Yeah.
The one that's right near Shenanigans?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The street there. Yeah. Yeah. So maybe we'll
might have to check that out then.
Get that place... Because
I wasn't a fan of the old management, to say the least.
Really?
Well, that's why you have to try it with the new management.
Yep.
New management, so he's good. Okay, and then the Tarabox Cigar store is open in Peabody.
Yeah, I was down the other day talking to Nancy, and they are planning to put a lounge. It'll be a while. Right now, it's just a retail store. Not a lot of produce, but not a lot of products. But next week after TCA, they're expecting a big fit.
So, yeah, the story on that is they're getting all the new stuff from this year's PCA release, so they couldn't ship it until this weekend.
Yeah, yeah.
So the stuff will actually ship over the weekend to her, so she'll have it this coming week.
I mean,
I'm really excited because that's right in my neighborhood.
Yeah.
Cigars are technically plants. I suppose it could be produce they have.
It is.
Yeah.
I knew someone would catch it. I knew
instead
it.
Of product.
Well, Ricky says this is salad. This is a salad.
Yeah.
Because it's leaves.
I have a t-shirt that says that. Cigars are healthy. They're made of plants. That makes them salad. Yeah.
Like grape leaves.
Good. All right. And that's all I got in the news section. So there you go. How's your cigar going here?
It's good.
Good.
Good. Good. Smoking like an Aganosa.
Yeah.
You know, good construction. It burns nice and clean throughout the whole thing. Flavor's good. A little bit of spice to it. Not much. You can actually retro this without, you know, sneezing like crazy.
The retro is good on it.
Pat, what's the price point?
Here it's 12-something.
I like it. I would definitely have another.
Yeah.
Or two. Or
I've seen these anywhere from $10 to $13.
Depending on the Tola.
Yeah, Vitola and location. It's actually what's strange here. I don't remember if it's different somewhere else, but the Corojo, usually, you know, when you have the same blend, the same Vitola, same Vitola, it's the same price, you know, for the different blend, or you know, Maduro, you know, whatever it is. Here, it's like a dollar more for the Maduro as opposed to the Corojo because of the age of it.
Yep. Takes more to produce Maduro.
Yep.
It's got a nice smooth wrapper on it.
So, yeah.
You know, a lot of Maduros, especially like broadleaf, has veins and everything.
Yeah.
This is a nice wrapper.
Yeah. I usually don't smoke Maduros, but this is very forgiving.
Aganosis, I've mentioned this before, for their Maduros, it's not a very strong Maduro. It's got a lot of those Maduro notes, but it's not going to kill you.
Yeah, this is right in my wheelhouse. I love it.
I think I scored this week.
Yeah, you did.
Good job.
I did. Wow.
With cigars, but that's about it.
Put him on.
There you go.
Good job, Pat.
Thank you. Mike, actually, one quick thing. My goal this year, I love Rocky and I love Mike and everything, but I'll be honest with you guys. I got a little secret I want to share. My little devilish side of me, I guess, is to try to have Aganosa beat out Rocky this year.
That's
my little, you know,
pet project.
Yeah, my little pet project. Exactly.
Well, I think that Supreme Leaf that we had a couple weeks back,
it beat out the Rocky ALR2. So. Yep. And Terrence will be on some point this year, so we'll see how things go.
Late spring, early summer, I think we'll get him on.
Uh-oh. Yep, so this might be a year.
Could be. We just have to keep bringing in Morgan Orses.
There's plenty to choose from.
Pat, I know you're one of the accolades, so am I. Anybody else here an accolade?
Accolade?
I love Aganosis.
You got to be an Acolyte.
So on their group, you search them up on Facebook. They have a whole, it's called the Aganosa Acolytes page.
Yeah, the three boxes that they got up at Twins.
Yeah.
The ones that got at Twins, I bought three boxes. I went through those in like a month.
It has nothing to do with what I'm saying.
They're Aganosas.
No, just listen, Chuck.
Go on the Facebook group. They have a Facebook group called Aganosa Acolytes. It's their own private group. You can join. It's all Aganosa stuff. People tell you know, you'll see people validating. That's their shtick, if you will.
So you can get a review of the cigar before you smoke it,
or you can review it yourself.
Nice.
You know, just post it. You're validating whatever the hell they're. You know,
so speaking of that, we are all validating right
we
now.
We are validating.
Yes, we are validating. Yep. Thank you for bringing that up. We are all validating. And does anyone know what that means? Do you know what that means?
It's an Aganosa nerd thing. That's
yes.
What it is. Yeah. Yeah. Go ahead.
I know what it means.
All right.
Oh, I know what it means.
So correct me if I'm wrong, because I'm always wrong on stuff.
True.
So
that wasn't a joke.
Yeah.
Still a joke.
You have so much power with that thing. How does it feel, dude? How does it feel?
So as I recall what Terrence says, their strength is in their leaf. That's the flex that they have on the logo, right? And he explains it was a story where someone was smoking a cigar. It's the excuse to say to your boss or your wife, you know, what you're doing. And instead of saying smoking a cigar, you say, I'm validating.
Yep.
And so if you're validating, they're like, what? And then you just leave it at that, and no questions asked.
That's it.
So it's a good way of explaining what you're doing. So
you're just making sure that Aganosa is staying on point.
Yeah, that's all. And they are.
Always. Never disappoint. Hey, you did it, Chuck.
I just did it, too. I just put in my request to be a member.
Yep.
All right, everybody's validating themselves into the group.
Yep.
They put your request as pending until
you gotta prove your worth.
Yeah. It's a private.
I'm screwed.
Group.
Yeah.
Well, you go to the gym, so you got the flex going there.
Link to the gym.
Are
Oh, we forgot to mention in the peanut gallery over there, Hunter Rick.
Yeah, he's hiding over at the bar somewhere.
He's talking about golf in Florida and whatever else he talks about.
He's got the light.
He's busy over there with somebody. So, yeah, so Wednesday night, okay, went out with Hunter Rick. We're up to Twins. I don't think we were validating, but that's okay. we're smoking some other cigars.
And, of course, the prettiest honorary hack is over there, my darling wife, Anisha.
Oh, yes, we have to mention her. Sorry about that.
Yeah. We don't have a drop for her, do we?
No.
She's the hack roadie.
Yeah.
She is a hack roadie.
I'm still working on trying to get her to actually put a headset on one night.
Yeah. I think the poison goes good for her. What do you think?
I can't complain.
Yeah, perfect.
So, speaking of going to the gym, a lot of you guys don't know this, but I used to actually be a CrossFit coach. I was a level 2 CrossFit coach for about 8 years. Took a 2-year sabbatical. I just started coaching again. Literally nice. This past week.
So what happened to you?
Well, Steve, you're
I left the old gym. I left where I was at. Kind of made the rounds. I ended up finding a new spot. The girl and I, we've been religious there 5 days a week, 5:30 a.m. And been there almost a year. Yeah, I started talking to the owner. He was actually looking for a coach. You know, he saw my credentials. I got a lot of credentials under my belt. I did this for a long time. So I started out. I told him I could commit to mornings. That's about it. So I got 3 classes a week I'm banging out.
Nice.
Good for you.
Where, Steve. Where are you coaching at?
So I'm at Rockingham CrossFit over in Derry. It's actually Londonderry, technically.
Okay. Yeah, CrossFitters are like vegans. You know, they always got to tell you that they're CrossFitters.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, let me know. I'm a personal trainer as well.
Sweet.
So, looking for a new place.
Yeah, come check it out.
You guys can okie cookie together.
Yeah. We'll get my brother involved. He's good at that game, I guess.
Oh, yeah. I'm a personal eating coach if anyone wants to know how to eat.
I am a nutritionist, but I don't know if I can help you.
I'll have to get some tips. I started going to the gym in January.
Yeah.
Right. I have a little pet peeve that guys that like sit on the take up the squat rack or a weight bench and text for 20 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
It pisses me off to no end.
You tell them to get up and move.
Yeah. The gym I go to, it's crowded all the time. And there's a lot of young kids, and they're just goofing around all day.
When you retire, you'll be able to go with during
that's
the
right.
So the beauty of, like, CrossFit, if you will, it's a one-hour class, and it's coach-led. You know what I mean? So you don't even have to think about what you're doing. We explain what the workout is. You know, we start off the class. The coach has a whiteboard, explains what you're going to do. We run you through a warm-up to get you going, get you ready. And then we start, you know, the section of the workout. And good coaches will walk around, make sure you're doing it correctly. They're going to give you tips to give your, you know, get your form correct. An average CrossFit class is anywhere between 8 to 16 people. We try to max out at 16. You get more than 16, it's hard for a coach to get one-on-one time with every single person in the class.
Yep.
You know,
that's nice.
I have a couple of things as a coach just that I've picked up. I do try to make it personable with every member. I try to at least give every single person in that class one tip.
We're not in your class right now, so we don't need to hear all this.
I know. I'm just trying to explain it to Steve. You know?
Okay. Well, I explain something, so I always get cut off.
Yeah, but you suck at explaining. So.
What's this got to do with
the guy? You know, it's all class, right? We get it rolling, and we make sure you're doing it right, and you don't hurt yourself.
That's cool.
All.
So Alex, do you have to bring your own tractor tire, 3-inch rope?
No, we have it all, buddy. We have it all.
I don't want to bring it up now, but there's a bit of a controversy going on this week about gyms.
We can save that for later.
Oh, Planet Fitness?
Planet Fitness.
That's where I go.
We call that Planet Weakness.
Yeah.
So, you guys with the eating thing over there, the professional eaters and whatnot?
I think we're all...
Costas got this one down.
Just a little bit.
No, we eat as much as we want, and we never get heavy because of olive oil. So that's what we say.
About 15 years ago, for the New Hampshire Cigar Association banquet, I was Castro's entry into the... pizza eating contest that came in second. Should have won it, but that's a controversy unto itself.
Uh-huh. How long have you been instructed at this place?
I literally just started 2 weeks ago.
2 weeks, okay.
Cool. So, all
right. Do you do a big event for the Murph?
We make that big. They the gym actually does their own they're not even in house. They do their own CrossFit competitions about two or three times a year.
Okay,
you know, we get all the local gyms that come, they compete, all that. So,
so do you have to be part of the gym, or can you just show up for CrossFit class?
You got to go through like a foundations class first, because like you don't know what the f- you're doing. So we kind of have to get you ready so that way you're not jumping into a class and a coach.
Yeah, but I mean, do you have to be associated with a gym, or can you just come for the CrossFit?
You should be associated with a gym. You know what I mean? It's you should join a CrossFit gym and actually, you know, get some knowledge out of it. You know,
it's a different kind of workout.
It really is. You know, the way we describe it is it's functional fitness. So, and I've actually taught all walks of life. You know, guys as big as Will over here, I've had a bunch of guys like you come in, and it's taken years, but we make it, like I said, it's functional. So, like, you know, things you do every day, you know, like we do a lot of legwork, we do a lot of squats. Well, squats, that's getting in and out of your car. That's, the, you know, that's taking a
Yeah. You know what I mean? Is there anything like being a horticulturist?
Nothing. Nothing like that.
Call Pat's off the mic.
Yeah.
That was a waste. We'll see it again later.
Pat of a bloody nose. Again.
Boom, boom. Javi, what have you been doing lately?
Relaxing, taking my medication.
Yeah. A lot of TV time.
On that Facebook?
No, mostly on Facebook and Messenger on my iPad. I walk out and get the mail.
Yeah, you gotta
because I gotta have a little exercise.
Yeah, you ready for more cans?
Probably in another week or so.
Yeah, okay.
I'm not gonna try to overdo it.
They're hard to lift, you know. It's like,
I can't lift over. Well, when I get better, I can probably lift, but right now, as the doctor told me, don't lift anything over 5 pounds.
If you need a personal trainer, I know a couple guys.
Yeah, I know you do. But, yeah, it's just relaxing, you know. Yeah. Taking my medicine. The most important part is taking my medicine.
Yeah. So I had an idea. We should go over to your house and play cards one of these days.
Yeah. I mean, I got a big deck. I mean, we can go over there. I got a fire pit in the back.
Yeah.
I got plenty of wood. So
Pat likes big decks.
as long as like the bushes are trimmed.
Yes.
As long as around it.
What a comeback.
These guys. All right. There you go. That's for all he is. All right. Sorry, Javi. Somehow or other, we get that into big decks.
That's all right. Well, I think about adding something on there later on because, you know, I mean, it'll hit on a lot of people. I got a big table up there. I got a big plug-in where you can plug in the things. I got it in the side of the house there. You can just plug a cord in it.
And we do the podcast in your backyard.
Yeah, you can do the podcast. On the back deck or in the backyard by the fire pit.
Yep.
I can get the grill going. We can get some hot dogs and hamburgers. And I don't know, I can't drink, but I'll get a big cooler and put a lot of beer in it and have some booze and stuff.
A lot of ginger ale in it?
Yeah, a lot of ginger ale, yeah.
Nice.
Well, you and Mustang Mike get together and ginger ales.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And Will, too.
And Will, yeah, he loves ginger ale.
Okay.
But just be careful. My neighbor next door has got cameras on the trees.
Yeah.
Don't do anything crazy.
Oh, so I can't be going peeing in the bushes or
dancing
around?
Well, no, not really, depending on where. I mean, there are some dead spots in my backyard, but...
Wait a minute, though. The camera should be pointed in his yard.
He's got them pointing everywhere.
I got a question.
I'll stop him from pointing in your direction. I'll moon him.
This guy's got this bag he's been carrying around all night. I wonder what's in it.
Well, you ask him.
Cigars. Okay. That lady's got a bag, too. It's her pocketbook.
Well, that's different.
All right, so, you guys ready for the current events here?
Yeah, we're ready.
Yes, so, yes, we are.
They got a bunch of... What's the...
Oh, hobby special. Fact. Oh, boy. What do you think, Hobb?
I think I can get through it. It'll be slow, but I can get through it.
Right. Let's say three.
All right, here we go. We got the music. Okay, folks, here we go. We're going to start off with Plasto Cigar, Plasto, New Hampshire. The Masters Event 2024 with Three Leaf Cigars. That's Friday, April 12th at noon. It might last into the night. Okay, there we go. Castro's Backroom, Bedford, New Hampshire. Cavalier Cigar Event with Nick Goss, Friday, April 12th. And that is 5 to 9 p.m.
Hold on a second. I thought this Friday was Friday at the Shack.
That's this Friday, yeah. The blast out thing. What are you talking about?
A party for the hell of it.
That's next Friday, yeah. It's this coming Friday at the Shack. Yeah, we haven't got to that yet.
It's on there, Chuck.
I thought he said this Friday for the...
We can go to both of them.
No, I thought he said this Friday for the...
Castro's in Bedford is...
There's two events on the same night.
Yeah. In two different states.
That is possible.
Hey, you know, the Christmas parties all happen on the same night and a lot of times. And
yeah, whatever.
Did you just figure that out?
New Year's Eve parties, they always happen. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Anyway.
Oh, okay. Continuing on here.
Yeah.
We got Two Guys Smoke Shop, Salem, Nashville, and Seabrook, New Hampshire. A Night with Al McCallop of McCallop Cigars, Friday, April 19th, 6 to 8 p.m. That's $39.99 per person. Includes dinner, cigars, and Q&A. All right. Then we go on to Twins Londonderry, Not Just Blowing Smoke podcast, in the 724 Lounge, Monday at 8 p.m. Foundation Cigar Event, Saturday, April 13th, 5 to 9 p.m. Purchase a 5-pack to get into the roundtable event with Eduardo
Aguilar.
Aguilar from Foundation, and an additional cigar limited to 20 people.
What? Just a note about Twins. They are going to be opening the barbershop real soon. Just a reminder.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to be opening the barbershop real soon. Just a reminder.
Oh, that's right. April 1st. Somewhere at the beginning of April.
Okay, then we go down to Grumpy Cigar and Lounge, Hudson, New Hampshire. Kristoff Cigar Event Saturday, March the 30th at 4 p.m. Music by the 2-Drink Minimum. With a Blackstone, win a Blackstone grill. Then we go Cigar Shenanigans, North Conway and Littleton, New Hampshire. 10% discount to all first responders and veterans. 20% discount for all active duty military members. Then we go Eli Smoking Lounge, Nashville, New Hampshire. Stogie Wednesdays, all cigars and whiskey, 20% off. Ooh, that's good. Ladies Night, Thursdays, 8 p.m. to 12 a.m. And $5 cocktails for the ladies. Then we go out west to the Diplomat Cigar Lounge, King, New Hampshire. Every Monday is military appreciation with 20% off for active duty and veterans. Every Tuesday, all police, fire, and EMS personnel get 20% off their entire bill. Ladies Night on Thursdays. Okay, this is the Tobacco Shack, where we'll be next Friday. Tobacco Shack, Raleigh, Mass. The party for the hell of it. That's 3.0 is Friday, March the 29th. The hacks will be there.
That's next Friday?
That's this coming Friday. Yeah.
That's this coming Friday.
That's this Friday.
Yeah, Friday. Yeah.
Just so you know, you got it?
A week from tonight.
Okay,
Friday,
there we go.
Next Friday.
Then we go out westerly bound here in Massachusetts. Go to Victory Bar and Grill, Worcester, Mass. The Victory open at Shining Rock Golf Club Monday, June the 10th. $600 per foursome, golf, food, cigars, and more. Then we'll go down to Rhode Island, Mr. J. Savannah Cigar Lounge, Coventry, Rhode Island. Dinner for a Cure Saturday charity benefit. on Tuesday, April 23rd, 6 p.m. That's $60 per person, includes dinner and three cigars. Live music Saturday night, 8 to 11 p.m. Still in Rhode Island, White Ash Cigar Lounge, Pawtucket, Rhode Island. Ladies Night, Wednesday, 6 p.m. to 12 a.m. Drink specials. Still in Rhode Island, Havana Cigar, Warwick, Rhode Island. The Rocky Patel Dinner on March the 28th at 6:30 p.m. That's $30 per person, includes two Rocky Patel cigars.
I assume that Mike the Cop will be there.
Yeah. Then we're going down to Vintage Cigar Lounge and Club, Westbury, Rhode Island. Military Mondays, elected union members receive 10% off their individual bill with a valid ID. Then we go out to Pennsylvania. Great place, the best cigar pub, Drums, Pennsylvania. The bar and restaurant will be open Monday starting next week. This spring, tent sale is Thursday, April 4th. Saturday the 6th, the first annual Smoke Onus Cigar Festival is Friday, May the 17th through Saturday, May the 19th. VIP ticket is $250 per person, and general admission is $175 per person. Then we go to Smoky Rings Cigar Bar, Hazleton, Pennsylvania. March Madness Cigar Event, Thursday, March the 30th at 6 p.m. Then we're going down to the Volunteer State, Tennessee. We go to Smoky's Abbey, Nashville, Tennessee. Tim Oringer, Ozinger,
yep,
that's it.
Behind the Blend. Oz Family Cigar Event, March the 28th, 6 to 9 p.m. Then we're going to go to Enfuego, McKinney, Texas. BYOB Wine Tasting Event on Tuesday, March the 26th at 7 p.m.
Yeah, bring your wine and share it with everybody. Yeah. There.
Yeah. Then we're going down to where Rick's probably spent most of his vacation down in Florida, or his winter home. Corona Cigar, Sarasota, Florida. Guns and Gars, Smoke 'em if you got 'em. Event Saturday, March the 30th from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. at Corona Cigar, Sarasota. Then we got the Ash Lounge where we're at tonight, Kingston, New Hampshire. It's the anniversary Prohibition night. That's April 6th from 11 to 11:30. I don't have the starting time
starts
here.
Starts at 6.
6 o'clock. Okay. April 6th starts at 6 to 11:30. The price for that is $15. And that's it for the current events.
Great job, Harvey.
Yeah, yeah.
Good job.
Hello, Harvey.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
Thank you, Harvey.
You're welcome.
You know what we got to do? We're going to call Ricky.
Oh, yeah.
Do we have to?
Do we have to?
Talk over Ricky. I know he's at Ybor City tonight.
He is.
Huh? He's been there three times this week, I think, with Brad.
Yeah, I talked to him a couple of days ago.
Let's see if we can get Ricky. Let's see if he answers his phone. That's two Ricky dingies.
Two Ricky dingies?
Two Ricky three. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Four Ricky dingies.
Yep. We're going to get his voicemail. Watch this.
Don't forget me. He just texted me. Don't forget me.
Tell him to answer his phone.
Hi, you've reached Rick. I'm unable to come to the phone right now. Kindly leave your name, your number, and a brief message.
I'll get back to you as soon as possible.
Send him like he does to everyone else.
Hey, Ricky, this is a Cigar Hacks call.
At the tone, please record your message. When you finish recording, you can hang up or press 1 for more options.
Hello?
Hey, Rick.
Hey,
hello?
Rick.
Hey, Rick.
Rick.
We're all talking over each other.
Hello?
Yeah.
Are you there?
Where are you?
Are we live?
Rick.
All right. Hey.
Bye, Rick. We need to talk to you.
Bye.
Tell him to call.
I did.
All right. Okay.
He's unbelievable.
Mm-hmm. Did he literally just text you? He said,
four minutes ago.
Yeah, okay.
Three minutes, yeah.
Yeah. Well, he was...
said, don't forget me.
I didn't forget.
How can you forget Ricky?
Nah, he's probably networking.
As much as we want to forget him, we don't.
Yep. All right, so there we go. All right, so moving on to the we can do the rating on the cigar here.
Yeah, I'm almost done.
But Ricky's going to call in right now.
Ginger ale and ice.
You want to tally?
I'm always almost done.
Do what? You want me to count?
Yeah, you want to tally? I'll do it too. We can both do it.
Oh, I suck at math.
Because what's going to happen is Ricky's going to call.
All right.
Great. Right, well, we're in the middle of this. So.
I'll do it, too.
So, you can go first there, Pat.
Well, I f***ing love this cigar. It's burning really well.
Hey, watch your mouth.
Okay, Ricky. Yeah, the taste is perfect. It's really good. I love that earthy notes, the age of it, burning well. The size is great. Just loving the cigar. I had it during Hackapalooza. Steve, I don't know if you remember, I had it. I was telling you about it during Hackapalooza outside. And it's just a great cigar. So I'm going to give this a 9.8.
That's a high rating, my man. Yeah,
I could smoke this really high every day of the week. I could smoke this.
Wow. Taco Steve, let's do it.
I'm watching that guy with the bat to see if he slides it under someone's chair.
Yeah, I've been watching him all night.
You said 9.8?
Yeah. What's your rating there, Steve?
I'd give this a solid 9. I really like it a lot, too. It's smooth. Got a lot of flavor to it. It's burning fine.
Yeah.
Nice cigar. Real nice cigar.
Chuck, what do you give it?
The only problem I had with it was unraveling. So I'm down to the binder right now. But other than that, great smoke, nice and smooth. Even though for Maduro, I usually don't go with those. But for me, it was good. So I'll give it an 8.5.
All right.
Okay. I love this. I will be buying more at some point. I love the retrohale on it. It's got a creaminess, but a little bit of zip to it. My construction has been absolutely perfect. 9.7.
8.7. Costas.
This is a great cigar. The only problem I have is the gauge.
Right. They have the Toro, which is a 52, I think.
Yes,
54.
Exactly.
But, yeah.
But this one here. So I got to give this a 9.25.
Wow. Despite that, that's a great rating.
5. Okay. Detroit Steve!
Well, I do like it. I think when I first lit it, it was really kind of hit me in the front. You know, it was really spicy up front, but it really kind of mellowed out. And I'm really liking it with drinking Bullet Rye right now. That's going really well with that. I'm going to skew the curve just a little bit. Not my favorite. I do like Maduros. I like the fuller ones. And I was smoking a Tatuaje before this. Yeah. So this one's definitely on the milder side of it. So I'm going to go with like a 8.8.
Still really good.
Mr. Almost Always Done.
Well, yeah, I am almost done with this. Always almost done. It's Aganosa. It doesn't disappoint. You know what I mean? Very good cigar. Costas, I agree. Not the ring gauge I would go for.
Me neither.
I would definitely go something a little bigger, which I have.
A lot bigger.
You know? But I will say, as good as this is, I do like the Supreme Leaf better.
Okay.
There are other cigars, like I'm just kind of basing this off of what I, you know, like really good cigars that I smoke. Like that La Union, I can't talk enough about that. I know Chuck, you didn't like it, but whatever. No one cares. I'm actually kind of with Steve over here. I'm probably going to be in that like 8.8 as well. You know, I can't quite give it that 9 just because there are others that are better. And other Aganorsas, in my opinion, that are better, but it's very good.
I agree.
I think Harvey's
Harvey's not smoking it, so
yeah.
he can't rate it.
No. I bet he left. He's at the bar.
The ladies' room. At a Harvey's room.
He gives it a 10.
Yeah. Okay, the ring gauge is good for me. I like Lancero, so this is closer to that.
Well, you're the Lancero king.
Yeah. And it had that nice pigtail. I didn't even need to cut it. I just ripped the pigtail off and perfect cut of that.
How's the draw with that?
It's good. It's good.
Draw's
no
good?
No problem at all. Good draw. Good construction. Look at this thing. Look at the burn on this. It's super. And here's Ricky. All right. Let me get Ricky in here. Let me finish this up. Hello, Ricky.
Hey, is it my turn yet?
No. We're just.
Yeah, what do you rate it?
Let's just finish the rating here.
What do I rate? What? That cigar?
Yeah,
we gotta finish. I gotta do my rating, and we'll have the.
You're gonna love to see who I'm sitting with.
Okay, just stay right there.
We
can't see you, Rick.
I'm gonna give this one. It's not really my cup of tea, but it gets points on all the other marks there. So I'll do an 8.75 on this, and that is 72.6 divided by 8.
9.075.
9.1. Okay, so this is. Hey, Rick, you can mark this one down.
9.1.
Somebody send it to me in the type of cigar it was. What it was.
Let's see. Go ahead, Pat. What is it?
It's a signature Leaf Maduro by Aganosa Leaf.
Just send it to me.
Yeah. All okay, right. We will.
The band is about to start.
Okay, so you're on. Go.
I'm on. So I am sitting down here in King Corona inside because there's a band that we heard last night. I've been in Ybor quite a bit. But some of my very favorite baseball fans are sitting with us. There's a whole group of people here, all cigar guys. And these folks are New Yorkers. Three of them are wearing New York Yankee shirts. And one guy's a good guy, a Mets fan.
There you go.
No, that doesn't make it better.
We can tolerate
the Yankees.
Hold on to your wallet.
Yeah.
Hold on to your wallet.
He's Jewish. He's always holding on to his wallet.
So I'm gonna put T on. He's a really good guy. I'll put these guys on. They're good cigar guys. Yeah. And they're down here living, and you know, they can visit Ybor all the time.
They're like you. They're living down there for now, huh?
Yeah, but I'm coming home in a week and a half.
Yeah, 10 days, you'll be back.
Yeah, a week from Sunday, I come home.
Yeah, okay, cool.
I can't wait to see you all. Man, if I've been smoking some dynamite cigars.
Wait, I didn't get the weather report.
The weather, it's rainy today, but tomorrow's going to be 80, and the rest of the week is going
to
be 85.
Yeah, we might
have
to hot down here.
Yeah, we might get snow tonight, so.
And I got to tell you, I played golf with Rick, and he beat me.
Oh, yeah. Of course he did.
Two strokes.
He's here, by the way. He's over.
I know he is. Yeah. And Ed is, too. Ed is in the house.
So he stroked you only twice, or he beat you by two strokes?
and Harvey has returned to the hat.
The two-stroke game?
I hit a ball literally 3 feet from an alligator.
Yeah, we saw the picture.
Oh, my God. I had a guy with my ball retriever standing behind me in case the alligator came near me, he could whack him. it was very ominous. I ran up to it, smacked it out of the water, got soaked.
Cool.
What was the guy's name, Adam Sandler?
No, but it was funny.
Yeah, well, say hi to Harvey.
I played great golf yesterday, 36 holes.
Nice.
Yeah, right. We had a ball. We went around twice. It was awesome.
Yeah, we got Javi in the house there, buddy.
Oh, Javi's there?
Hey, buddy,
that's
how you doing?
Awesome.
What's up?
Be good.
Yeah, I'm trying. I'm hanging in there, buddy.
Yankee sucks. We met these people from California, and the wife is from Dorchester.
Ooh.
Dorchester. So
the minute she saw these guys, she was like, oh, this f***ing Yankees in the house.
Hey, Ricky, I got a question for you.
Sure.
Have you been hanging out with Kim lately?
With who?
Kim, the woman we met at Gasparilla.
You know what? I've called her a number of times. She came down once, but her boyfriend is from Orlando.
Oh, okay.
Okay, you gotta talk to this fella. He's a consummate cigar guy. You got to talk to this guy.
What's his name?
He's wearing a great outfit.
T.
T? T?
T. As in like low T.
What's that?
like Tony Soprano.
Yeah, like Tony Soprano. He kind of talks like him. Hold on one. Oh, he's buying an Opus X.
Oh, there you go.
So we're smoking the house cigar.
There you go.
Costa Rican undisclosed.
There you go.
And, yeah, these guys are in Yankee shirts. So I'm going to take a picture with them.
There you go. You take pictures with everyone, Ricky.
I do. Oh, Kyle's right here. I'm going to get Kyle on. Hold on 1 second.
Hello, Kyle's there, guys.
Yeah, hey, Kyle. We're doing the show. You want to talk? All right, hold on a minute, fellas. Here's Kyle.
Kyle.
The guy that gets everything done at this shop.
Yes.
Doesn't like being called the manager. Hold
so
on.
Excited.
Hey, I think you guys got the wrong number. Wrong number.
Kyle? Long time no talk, Kyle.
How you guys been? Everything all right?
Good.
Oh, we're good, buddy.
We're smoking Aganosa leaves tonight.
Oh, yeah? I just got started with one of the foundation's Charter Oaks, just kind of reliving some old memories, starting off mild. It just got in.
That's such a great, solid, basic cigar.
Great cigar.
Man,
this is on the basic.
Yeah, well, you know, it's on the lower price point, but it's a solid cigar. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, no, it is, man. I'm looking forward to. I've been watching on Instagram all the stuff coming out with PCA and what Nick was announcing today for Foundation and everything. Just trying to keep up with all of it. It's pretty cool, man. Very exciting time for the industry right now.
Definitely. Mm-hmm.
How is it dealing with Rick down there?
Good, man. I mean, he's always in here. I'm going to start charging the guy rent. You know, he's here almost as much as I am.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. No, he's doing good. I haven't seen him stock up a bag full of cigars to take back yet. So you guys need to make sure. Tell him, don't forget. Bring back some of the Dulzuras. He's in here smoking the Dulzura Maduro all the time.
Yeah, he's Jewish. They ain't coming back.
Well, call me at the store and I'll send them to you. We'll just put it on his tab without him knowing.
Yeah.
There you go. Perfect.
He did say you can get things done, so. All right.
That's what I do, whether he knows it or not. Great. All right, fellas, I'm going to get this live music started in here. I'm going to give you back to Rick, all right?
Okay. All right. Sounds good.
Bye-bye. Right, take it easy. Take care.
Good buddy, Kyle.
Hey.
So,
all right.
Hold up. You want to hear somebody else?
I don't know.
The band's going to start playing over there?
They're starting. So one of them plays a flum. They're both from Spain. But yeah. We heard them on the street last night. I'm with Brad. Unbelievable guitar players. Yeah. They're really good.
Good.
Cool. Play a bunch of Spanish music.
Electric or acoustic?
Hey, I found another Jew down here in Florida, in this area.
Hey, you know who else is here, Ricky?
What, a Jew in Florida? That's crazy.
Ricky.
Who?
Your brother's here on the podcast.
I know he is. Tell Chuck to be nice to me. Talk nicely. Did he get his ashtray?
I'm sitting right next to him.
I will make sure you have your God of Fires.
Thank you, brother.
There's like seven different types.
I'll just pick...
Yeah, they're like $38 a piece. I'll get you two of them, okay?
Last week you said $28 a piece.
What's that?
Last week you told me $28 a piece.
That's shipping and handling.
Oh, yeah. Well, don't forget the taxes.
Yeah, whatever.
You got the Jewish tax. You got the Greek tax. I don't differentiate.
The Rick tax.
Yeah, so. Grab it for me. Thank you. I appreciate that.
So we got to get into controversy corner here, so... You got any controversies?
Who, me?
Yeah, you.
A controversy? You got any controversies, Brad? No, I don't get a controversy.
Hey Rick.
Yeah.
If you know, the God of Fires that you picked me out, make sure they're middle of the road. No Maduros, okay?
No Maduros?
Yeah, anything middle of the road.
Okay, not Maduros.
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, brother.
Not a problem. All right, hold on one second. I'm going to put this guy on. You're going to love him. Hey, Josh. All right, this guy, full Yankee, diehard Yankee fan. I know you can say anything you want to him. He's a good guy. Hold on.
I'm not talking to him.
Hey, how you doing, buddy?
Oh,
hey. Hey, what's up,
how
there,
you
Josh?
How you doing?
Forget about it.
You
got my bacon, egg, and cheese? Salt, pepper, ketchup?
Yeah. There you go.
So who was the Yankees' best pickup this year?
Oh, man, we don't need nobody. We're the best. It's a terrible f***ing question.
You guys always say that, but
we don't need nobody.
So, you're going to be better than the Sox, though.
You know what? If we could bring back Johnny Damon with the nice clean face with the no beard, yeah. I think we'd be great.
There you go. So, you know, my wife...
New York always has a lot of class. You understand?
Yeah. Well, my wife is from Long Island there. She was born in Brooklyn, so not too far from you guys.
Did she move because of the high taxes?
She moved because we got married, you know? So.
Oh, okay.
That'll do it.
Well, let me tell you, Tampa Bay is the home of the new New York and the new Boston.
Yeah, yeah.
You got to come down here.
Oh, yeah.
But you got to use your signals. You can't be switching lanes with no signals down here.
We don't know what that is.
What's a blinker?
I'm out of blinker fluid.
Oh, yeah. You got to replenish the blinker fluid.
Yeah, always.
In my car?
In your car. And if you want to drink coffee, you know what I mean? You want some coffee.
I got one right here.
Make it regular.
I'm drinking mine black right now.
Exactly.
Like his men.
That's right. So you're keeping Ricky away from us. That's good. You can babysit him for a while.
He's betting me $100 a hole on golf tomorrow morning.
Oh, God.
Take him for all he's worth.
I'm trying.
Yeah, that'll be good.
I got to pay child support.
We'll pay you to keep him down there.
What are you saying? You're Ricky's father?
Oh, it's funny as we're having fun. All right, listen, the band's going to start. I got to go.
All right, sounds good.
Okay. Have a great podcast. Can't wait to see you fellas.
All right, we'll see you later.
All right, be good.
Adios. Take care, Rick.
Bye.
Adios.
Shalom.
There we go. Bye, Ricky.
All right.
All right. So, controversy corner time. I think that's what we're on.
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah, we did that. We did that. Oh, local spotlight.
Local spotlight,
oh,
too.
Local spotlight. So here we are at the Ash Lounge. So, Mr. Third Unit Production Manager, how did we end up here this week?
Well, it was real simple. We didn't really have a spot picked out, so I talked to you yesterday and said, hey, what do you want to do? I just ended up texting Steve Bartel, who's the owner here at Ash. And he said, absolutely, we would love to have you. He's like, I'll let the guys know. He's actually, when I talked to him yesterday, he was on a plane heading out to Vegas for the PCA.
Oh, nice.
Yep. So I'm sure he's going to be coming back with some nice stuff for this humidor. Actually, they just told me that for guys here that have lockers, they're doing some crazy sale to kind of clear out the humidor. So it's a little extra busy of people coming in and buying cigars, filling up their lockers again. But it's a good spot. I'm telling you, besides the noise, obviously it is a louder spot. Acoustics in here are a little rough. It is a big crowd, but I'll tell you, you really can't get a better drink than this place.
No.
You know,
is it better than Twins?
Twins has a better selection.
That's true.
Twins has a bigger selection, better selection, and their price point for their booze is a little cheaper. You know, but I'm not knocking this place. Blake behind the bar. He is an excellent mixologist.
He is.
You know, when he makes his old fashions, he does it right.
I had two old fashions.
Yeah, he lights it on fire. He lights the bitters on fire. He makes a show out of it. You know, he makes sure he torches the orange peel before he throws it in. And if you ask him for it, he'll even smoke the drink for you, too. So he definitely puts on a little bit of a show. And I got to say, I'm an espresso martini guy. I like to try them wherever I go. I have yet to have one better in this place.
Yeah. Whiskey sours are great, too.
If you want breakfast, you could get a whiskey sour with some egg whites in it.
He did some artwork on your espresso martini.
Yeah, he drew a nice dick and balls on the top of my espresso martini.
Yep.
He even went as far as to shave a little bit of the chocolate right on the ball so it looked like a nice pair of hairy nuts on the top of my drink.
He did that to me, too.
He's an artist. He's an artist when it comes to mixing drinks, making drinks, showing off. You know, it's a good spot here.
We also got TJ, who's a
tobacconist.
He does a good job too.
And Christian works here too.
Christian and Ann. And with the warm weather coming around soon, hopefully they'll open up that outside area, and I'm telling you,
can't wait.
The outside spot here, the fire pits they have, the Adirondack chairs, it's such a cool spot. Such a cool spot to just hang out.
Nice.
Real good spot.
Okay, cool. So I got a text from Steve yesterday. He's trying to get a hold of Dave Garofalo. He's supposed to meet up with him. So he was looking for his contact information.
Dave's over there.
Dave, they're all out at the PCA.
Yep.
So they're supposed to meet up. I'm sure he did. So it's very good.
Nice.
So if you're in the area, Kingston, New Hampshire, on Route 125, next to the Saddle Up Saloon, good to go.
Probably my second favorite place.
Yeah. I wonder where your first favorite place is.
I've been going to Castro's for 20 years, so.
Okay. So let's get into a little controversy corner here. All right. So what do you got there?
Well, something about strippers and fluoride. Well, I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Costas. You look. I was going to talk about. We were talking about gyms earlier and Planet Fitness. If you haven't heard, a little controversy happened earlier in the week.
That one. Yeah.
Yes. So there was a man in the women's change room. I don't know what city and state this was. I don't recall, but somewhere in the United States. And
he was dressed like a woman, right?
He looked very masculine.
Oh, okay.
Steve, which Planet Fitness do you go to?
And
this was down south somewhere, right?
Yeah, I think so. And anyways, a woman, older woman, noticed him shaving his legs. And
eyeing the little girls.
And then the next day...
The big thing, he was watching the girls.
Right. The next day, there was a 12-year-old girl in the locker room. and this woman spoke, said something to him, and he said he was non-binary, gender fluid, whatever the f*** it is, and he said, and she complained to the store, and they took her membership away for speaking out against this, because the, but the 12-year-old was obviously creeped out by it. And so she made a viral video and went viral. And now, yeah, so Planet Fitness is now getting the Bud Light treatment and getting canceled. And people are, you know, talking bad about Planet Fitness. And, you know, they are, you know, judgment-free zone, right? But this has gone to the next level. And it was only a matter of time. And
well,
so
they revoked her.
They revoked her membership, yeah. And she was happy that she didn't have to go through all the calling and stuff because she didn't want to go there anyways. But a lot of people are speaking out against Planet Fitness and canceling their memberships. And Planet Fitness in 5 or 6 days lost like $5 million or something like that.
Good for them.
A lot of money they've lost already in this short window. So go woke, go broke. That's, you know, we say that all the time.
Places are going to have to stop putting in a third bathroom or a third changing room for nowadays.
Yeah, I mean, there's many of other gyms.
Some common sense.
No, if you have balls, you go in the men's room. If you don't have balls, you go in the ladies' room. End of story.
Exactly. So that's a controversy this week. Also, I just got a notification today that there was a terrorist attack in Moscow, and ISIS claimed it, actually.
Oh.
And over 60 dead, 145 injured. Yeah, ISIS claimed the attack over in Moscow. And then on the southern border, one last note, there was a huge 600 people breached the fences, and the National Guard got trampled a little bit, but held them back. And I was listening to the Kuna Report on WRKO this morning, and they were talking about it. A lot of people are saying they should have opened up fire, but there's also a lot of kids, and so it's chaotic on the southern border. We're going to see a lot more of this stuff, especially with the whole government, you know, with the court case going on with if it's legal or not for the National Guard.
Well, so the other thing, too, is we're going to get another screen coming in, which is Haitians.
Yeah, Haitians. Yes.
That government, there is no government. It's basically gangs running the country. The guy who ruled over them for 20 years unilaterally stepped down. So it's total chaos.
So it's funny you say that, because I just heard today with the Haitians, Governor DeSantis decided to speak out again about Florida, because the Haitians are coming over illegally, you know, via the water. And DeSantis publicly put it out there. It's like, well, we have our transit system in place, and once the Haitians start moving in, we're going to start shipping them right up to Martha's Vineyard again.
Really? He said that?
Yep.
Good.
Yep. And you know what?
Good for him.
Good for him. All these people that are voting in open borders and all that stuff, it's like, hey, you're not on the border. It's easy to say, oh, yeah, we should have open borders. Let them in, you know. But
I don't know if you listen to Jesse Kelly, but what he's saying is there's going to be a collaboration of states, red states, that are going to say, look, no, we're not doing this. We're not letting people in. Yeah, we know you passed the law for whatever, for letting people in, for letting them come in illegally to have guns now. Now they're going to let illegals have guns.
Yeah,
right?
That's a new thing.
So,
yeah,
you know, a lot of these states are going to get together and have a consortium and go against the federal government, which is good in one way, but not good in another. Hopefully it doesn't get to a civil war type of thing. It's just a nonviolent protest, but that's coming.
Yep. That recent movie is going to come to life.
Yep.
Well, Hollywood, it's been known to speak the future. And I was looking at, actually, I think I mentioned this before on the podcast a while ago, but I'm a bit of a Marvel fan, and the things that come out of Marvel seem to have a lot of truth with them.
Same with The Simpsons.
Yeah,
Simpsons. Just thinking the same thing, yeah.
I'm not
and
a Simpsons
South Park
guy,
too, right?
But it's like everything's been scripted, you know? It's scary, the world, how it's coming, and the people in power.
I think people are waking up now.
Well, yeah, a lot of people.
If you look at the black vote and the Hispanic vote, they're all against Biden. They're all for Trump. They're all for family values, people working to make money, people opening new businesses, that type of thing. So I don't think Biden has a chance, but hopefully when Trump gets in, the stuff gets cleared up. It has to.
It's our last. I heard it today on the Kuna Report, and I really wonder if this is our last election. This is the hill to die on, almost.
Well, no matter who wins, it's going to be a lot of trouble.
Yeah.
People are going to be screaming in the streets, you know. Trump wins, they're going to say, you know, he stole the election. If Biden wins, they stole the election. Who knows?
But one thing I got to say is, Pat, you redeemed yourself.
Oh, thank you.
All right, no fluoride, no bells, no, you know.
Oh, I got some other things in the queue.
Shut up his mic.
Nice job, Pat.
Thank you.
Yeah, quit while you're ahead.
All right, I'm not joining the next week's podcast.
Okay. That's enough controversies for one year. Jesus. All this stuff. Okay.
Everyone got their March Madness brackets? No.
Bang ammo.
All right, time to recap the cigar.
Well, I finished mine about 15 minutes ago. I lit up the next one, which is the same cigar, just bigger.
I got a drone here now, but I agree with Alex. Of all the Aganorsas, I think there are a lot of other Aganorsas that are better than that one.
Yep.
Not that it was bad.
Great cigar.
But I agree there's some others that are definitely better.
I mean,
personally, it was my favorite Aganorsa I've ever had, and one of the best ones I've had since I've been a hack. I loved it, and I...
You should try this bigger ring gauge.
I will try
the Supreme Leaf. Yeah. Sorry, Pat, I didn't mean to talk over you. But try the Supreme Leaf.
Yeah, it's really good.
Well, I started the Supreme Leaf Rothschild that they just came out with this week, and I was surprised that they put two different Vitolas out this year, because they don't usually just do one. But it's good. It's really good. And you were smoking an Aganosa, Steve, earlier, the Connecticut.
Yeah, very nice.
The Validation Series, right?
Yeah, very good. I like it a lot. I don't like the real heavy, heavy cigars.
Yeah. Was this one good for you?
Perfect.
Yeah, even though it's darker, it's a Maduro.
It's nice.
It's still very smooth. Yeah. So.
Anybody want to change your rating?
No, I loved it.
I'll stick with mine now.
Yeah, I like mine.
I'm just about done with this one.
I went with the smaller one because I know Dave likes smaller ring gauges. I tend to like smaller ring gauges. So.
Oh, thank you.
You trying to get into his good graces?
Yeah, exactly. He's the producer, so.
Let's see how you do.
No, it's a good cigar. Thanks for recognizing.
I did something right tonight. I'm betting 1,000 tonight. I might even get laid.
No.
Let's not go too far.
There it goes.
I don't know. I don't see any eligible ladies for you here.
There's a guy over there.
This guy with a big bag somewhere.
A big black bag.
A lot of tricks in there for you.
I think his name is Felix. Felix the cat.
Kind of looks more like a Where's Waldo to me, but...
Okay, you guys ready to wrap her up here?
Sure. Wrap her up.
Yep.
All right, let's get this... You know what? One of these days I'll figure out how to run this thing. Okay. Thanks to the panel. We'll just start right over here with the Pat McGroin.
So I'm back to work, and my boss said in order for me to edge, I have to watch some edging videos, so I watched some edging videos. I don't know if they were the ones he was talking about, but they were quite entertaining. So.
You sure you weren't watching the bush trimming videos?
No, he said in the spring, as we start pruning, I should start watching some bush trimming videos too. So.
Yeah, well, it helps the curb appeal.
Yeah.
The bush trimmer, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. And it's in here somewhere. I got a porch trimmer anyway. All right, Taco Steve.
Taco light, baby. I love tacos. I love tacos. I eat tacos all the time. Give me.
It's nice to be back on the podcast again, and I'm afraid to take these headphones off. I think it's pretty loud in here right now, but it's a lot of fun here. It's a nice spot.
Hey, Pat, look what I got.
Oh, yeah. My old job.
Is that an edger?
It's a bush trimmer.
Bush trimmer.
That's for the bush trimmer. We have a hack called the bush trimmer.
Okay.
All right. It's the fiddler, a.k.a. the diddler.
Where's the beat?
Where's the beat?
Uh-oh. Where's the beat?
Uh-oh.
I'm all confused.
Well, we knew that.
It was good to see Harvey here tonight. Welcome back, Harvey. Glad you're in good spirits and good health. And also, my buddy Steve. Haven't seen him in a while. So
it's nice to be here.
Great night.
All right, Wild Will.
That body. Girl, look at that body. I work out.
I'm waiting for the next drop.
Going to the gym. Going to the gym. Then go to the gym. Yeah.
I realize that those listening probably won't have any idea what I'm talking about, but I just had to let you guys know that I've got a great bunch of friends here, and I appreciate you all.
Thank you.
Nice.
We love you, Will.
Yeah, we love you, Will. You're part of the family.
Okay, it's Costas, the olive oil guy.
And we so much can eat as much as we want because of olive oil. So that's what we say.
I was in the olive oil business with his father.
Ooh, back to back, huh?
Double drop.
Wow.
Hey, they got double
Thank
drops.
You.
I want two drops.
That means we're important, Costas.
You got two
Thank
drops.
You,
you got the push trimmer.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
It's great. Great to be here. Kingston, Ash, thanks for having me back.
Oh, thanks for coming. Thanks for showing up.
And no one made an ash of themselves.
No one made an ash of themselves. Okay.
Still tonight.
Right. Detroit so. Steve.
Bad boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? Bad boys, bad boys.
Yeah, it was a good time here. Yeah, I'm also with Steve. I'm afraid to take off my headphones. But I'm hoping Alex will let me shave my legs at his gym when I start going there.
It's pretty good. All right, and the return of the Reverend Jave.
Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Well, it's nice to be back. This is the first time I've been out of the house and out and about for
2 months.
A couple of months.
Yeah.
Good place here, Ash Lounge, just a couple of miles up the road from my house. I didn't smoke a cigar. I can't smoke cigars for another few months. I had my, like I said before, I had my ginger ale in the box, so I can't drink any liquor whatsoever. So, Rabbi Cut Above, if I screw up the current events later on, I'll have to sip ginger ale.
You're being a good boy.
Yeah.
You'll have to
Thanks for listening,
team.
Folks, and be sure to tune in on us next week. We're going to be down the shack, and it's great to be back.
Harvey, you're going to have to brush your teeth with fluoride-free toothpaste, too, for reference.
I don't have to do that. I just drop mine in the apologize.
That's pretty funny. Okay, it's the third unit production manager and general contractor, almost always done, Alex.
Just finish up our deck here. People keep asking me, Taylor, why didn't you put a handrail on the stairs? My answer is, I'm going to. Just need a couple more days. Couple more days construction. Always almost done.
Yep, always almost done. Here at Ash, this was a great podcast, great night. One thing I gotta say, you know, Will, you were talking earlier, you kind of had a tough week.
Yeah.
Just remember, all right? Life is like a penis, right? It just gets hard on its own at times, but it doesn't stay hard forever.
That's why I take Viagra.
I think the podcast just got off the rails.
That's it. It's a good thing we're down to the last 20. This is your humble announcer producer, the guy Hack Dave.
To the man! The man!
What? I just don't know. Yeah.
Hey, where's the second drop for you?
Second drop for me.
To the man! The legend!
Okay, thanks to the listeners, you made it through another one. Our social media tag is Cigar Hacks, all over the usual channels on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, our website, CigarHacks.com.
And Facebook.
Facebook. Send us an email, CigarHacks@CigarHacks.com, so we have something in the mailbag.
Oh, yeah?
All right, see you next time at Cigar Hacks. Remember, just a bunch of hacks talking cigars and some other stuff.
Yeah.
Etc.
All right.
Gyms.
The gyms, yeah.